Earth based visuals irritate us. We're thinking about now doing carbonate in water or food. To go and put atmana in water or food is a machlekas. The Mishnah Berurah holds that there is an issa from atmana even if you go and put it into food. Therefore, if you go and put food in a cup, let's say, or in a saucer, in some type of kli, inside water, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you got problems from atmana. According to the Chazon Ish, there's no problem from atmana if you go and put it in food or water. Now, on Erev Shabbos, everybody holds there's no issa atmana in such a way if it's not on the fire. Let's see what he says. Prote dina atmana b'mayim or oichos shebekli she'ein al gadeish. Speaking about atmana with water, in water or in food, when it is not on the fire. Peites. Mota litin me'erev Shabbos. Kedeya oi bakpuk she'ish b'oichol, detoich kli she'ish b'mayim she'ein oi medaleish. Number one, he says that if you've got a pot or a backpack which you want to put into a pot, which was a keli rishon on the fire, and you took it off the fire. Now, normally we'll say that to put such a thing inside a pot would be atmana b'dovah moisiv hevel. But now, it's not Moisiv Hevel. Why not? We don't consider Moisiv Hevel. Because since you took it off the fire, there's no extra heat going to come into this pot. This pot is going to go and get more colder than getting hotter. Because now the heat is going out of the pot. Therefore, something which the heat is going down is not considered Dovah Moisiv Hevel. Therefore, since an Erev Shabbos, the issa from atmana is only b'dovah moisiv hevel. There's no issa for us to go and put this food inside this food which is inside a bottle, or you put some sort of a kli inside the pot if it's not on the fire, because it is not considered moisiv hevel, and there's only issa moisiv hevel. And Erev Shabbos only issa is if it's moisiv hevel, and here. It's not considered Moisiv Hevel, so it's allowed to be done on Erev Shabbos. The Ift Sadi. Aval b'Shabbos atzmo ein nitin keli sheyesh b'dovah macha b'toch kli sheyesh b'mayim chamim. Afilo ein oim adal gavei esh. But on Shabbos, where the issa of atzmon is even b'dovah she'ein a Moisiv Hevel, so we don't allow you on Shabbos to go and put it inside a pot, which is even not on the gas, even not on the fire, because you're doing hatzmona, but davar she'ein a moisiv hevel. V'af poitin she'ein bo yisav bishul kogon shamayim achamim shenoisim b'emes amach lehem keli sheni. Even if you've got no problem from bishul here, kogon that the water you're putting them inside is keli sheni. V'atam shum chachom osu lohoi letchum b'shabbat v'dech hatzmona. V'ayin edaf namayim achamim. He says, what's the problem? The problem is you are doing atmana. What is the problem? You're doing some sort of atmana, because even though it is a keli sheni, but you are making the thing which you're putting inside this water hotter than it is. So even though we don't consider moisiv hevel, we consider atmana b'li moisiv hevel. If it's atmana b'li ha'issa shel moisiv hevel, therefore you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Therefore, what's he saying? He's saying that you're not allowed to take a bottle, put it inside food, which is even, or water, even if the food and water is a keli sheni. Let's say a practical case. You take water from the urn, which now the water from the urn is considered a keli sheni. You want to put inside this, let's say you put it into a sefer, put it into a jug. Now, you want to put inside this jug a bottle from a child. Now, this water is really keli sheni. Doing that on Erev Shabbos is not a problem altogether. Even if it would be a keli rishon. Because you're not adding on heat to the water which comes out of the urn. You're not adding on to it. Heat is getting less heat. So it's not considered moisiv hevel. But it's considered ein moisiv hevel. So you're doing hatmana. If you do enough covering, we'll see, if you cover it completely with the water, then it's considered Hatmana Badova Hamoisif Hevel. Yeah, because you got no moisiv hevel. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. But someone of the davar she'ain't a moisiv hevel. Ve'ayin etavke mamai mechatsim legamre etzoicho shunach batoichom oyes akli shebatoichom munach oicho. Avnim chelik mashmoti ma'oicho lo'im akli ein mechatsa ezem mutam. When do you have this problem? Only if you cover it completely. The food you cover completely. If you cover it completely with the water or with the food, then you have the problem. But if you only cover it apart, then it's going to be called Atmana b'mixus. Atmana b'mixus, according to the shittas who hold, Atmana b'mixus is allowed. This is the same thing. You only do Atmana b'mixus here. Therefore, if one wants to put in a pot inside food, then one has to go make sure that you don't cover the bottle with the water. You leave it's open enough to be called Atmana b'mixus. The same thing is if you put some food inside a kli, inside in different food. Yeah, we'll see later on about a bag. Then it's considered if you're doing Atmana b'mixus is allowed. Atmana b'kulay, you're not allowed to do that. If you do it on Erev Shabbos, it also be a problem if it is on the fire. If it is not on the fire, we said learned before that there's no problem. This is all according to the Mishneh Berurah. That's a chazanish. That's kasha. Kol mechusa b'mayim hayze muta. The chazanish holds that there's no hatmona in water or food. Hatmona is only in a beged or in coal. No hatmona in food. So according to the chazanish, you got no problems to putting any bottles or any food or anything inside a different food. Because Atman, there's no Atman in food according to the Chazanish. Water and food. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, there is Atman. According to the Mishnah Berurah, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to put this book. Let's say it's very common. A person will take a child's bottle and wants to put it into hot water in order to warm it up. So one has to be careful. There's a problem from Atmana, and you have to make sure you don't do Atmana b'kulay, only do Atmana b'mixas. According to the Shittas world, Atmana b'mixas is allowed to be done. According to the Chazanish, you're allowed to go and do Atmana with food, inside water or in food. Sif Tzadi Aleph. Sachen, apol l'chamim b'shabbos bakbuk, sh'b'techen yesh taisi latinet. Words in this, please, yesh po mayim chamim. Tzorch l'hakpid sh'amayim lo yichatsas ha-bakbuk l'gamri, and yashir chelek choshu mimenu mechus l'mayim. That's a chaznish, I don't want to mechus l'kul. That's what we said before. The person wants to make a bottle for a kid, with daisa or with milk. A person has to make sure, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you shouldn't cover it completely. You shouldn't cover the kli completely. If it's in the bottle, you shouldn't cover the bottle completely. You should leave it apart, open, and according to the Chazanish, there's no problem altogether.